All right, welcome back. Jesse Agler, Corey Brock in Peoria, Arizona. Hey, spring training 2015. Good stuff with James Shields. We've seen him out here the last couple of days. Corey, one of the things we like to do is the Twitter questions. Always a lot of fun. Try and get interactive for the folks. And some really good ones coming in here at spring training. Now, preface it like this. Way more questions than answers at this point on the calendar, right? We can say that. So we're not necessarily copping out when we answer certain questions certain ways. It's just sort of the nature of where we are on the calendar.
Yeah, and we've only been here a few days, so yeah. we don't have all the answers.
No, not all of them. We might have some of them, and we'll do our best. But some good questions.
My answers are pretty poor anyway.
No, your answers are always outstanding. Hey, let's start with this one. It comes in from Louise Strecker at Bad Poet. She says, love the talent. Hard to know if the chemistry will work. Any thoughts? I've seen this question a lot over the offseason. It is an absolutely legitimate question. Anytime you've got a team with a bunch of new pieces, whether it's pitching or in the lineup, whatever it is, what that clubhouse is going to be like, the dynamic, it's going to be different this year. Is it a concern for you?
Not so much a concern, I think, but it's a fair question. And, I see a lot of people scoff at the whole chemistry thing, and I don't think they really understand the team dynamic and really what goes on behind closed doors. We're not necessarily privy to it. I think I understand from talking to people here and in other teams I've covered, certainly how important it is. Now, the coaching staff and Bud Black, who certainly does a very good job in kind of bringing different elements and different people and personalities together, they're going to have 6 weeks out here to kind of tie all that together. But certainly any time, and I think this extends far beyond baseball or sports or any walk of life, anytime you bring in a new group with many new faces, it's going to take a while to kind of assimilate that in with the incumbents, the people who were already here. So, yeah, will that be a challenge? Yeah, certainly. I don't think it's insurmountable, but it will be something that they'll have to work on. But they have time. I think it'll be something they'll be able to handle, and I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, spring training is a great time for that. You're here. You're stuck with each other. It's early mornings. It's a good opportunity to get to know one another, and we'll talk to Andrew Cashner about that, especially when it comes to the pitcher-catcher dynamic coming up in a little bit. You mentioned Bud Black and all of that. He might have an interesting clubhouse situation this year in that he might have to rely less on himself or his coaches, maybe to do some of that clubhouse stuff. It's not just that they brought in a lot of new guys, but you've got leadership type guys that have been brought in. James Shields, at his first press conference, he talked about his expectations for this pitching staff as a new guy, but a veteran who's pitched in the World Series. He's coming in and saying, hey, this is what we have to do as a pitching staff. Matt Kemp sounds like he's got the leadership thing going on. Derek Norris sounds like he's got the leadership thing going on. So you're going to have guys in the clubhouse, I think, this year that'll make all of that a little bit better moving forward.
Yeah, and there's different ways to lead, as I've found, and you deal with different characters in this game. And I remember a few years ago the Padres had David Eckstein,
yeah,
and he was a great clubhouse leader, but he wasn't a guy. He wasn't a stand up on the couch and beat your chest guy. Guys have different ways of getting a point across, and it's not always about yelling. You've seen the things on TV, and the way I think the media sort of portrays guys getting a message across and all that. But sometimes it's as subtle, Jesse, as going over and putting your arm around a guy when he's struggled and kind of maybe trying to relay a message that is a similar experience. So there's different ways to get a point across, but you're right, they brought in some dynamic personalities, some guys who have proven track records, and certainly younger guys in the clubhouse can kind of look up to.
Yeah, all right, sounds good. And it's definitely one of those interesting storylines we'll be following, not only in the spring, but probably throughout a good portion of this season as well. Let's move on. We got a fortune teller question for you. These ones are always fun. Friar Fever on Twitter wants to know if you think there's a non-roster invitee you think maybe is the best chance to make the 25-man opening day roster going in. We haven't even played a spring training game yet. Easier for a pitcher, position player, is different year to year? What do you think about this whole line of questioning?
No, it's fair. Yeah, it's first of all, yeah, any non-roster invitee, I think it's a long shot to begin with. Mostly because you bring these guys in as, they're brought in on minor league contracts as depth in case you need to call them up at some point during the year. But usually, these are guys with major league experience. And so in that sense, a guy they signed here fairly late late in the process a few weeks ago, catcher Will Nieves, a guy with a significant minor league experience. I think he's got a chance to maybe win the backup catching job. This is a guy, certainly, we talk about his major league resume. He's bounced around quite a bit. He has a history in the National League West, and I think is important, especially when you talk about catchers sort of having a book on hitters, on pitchers. I think that's very important. And this guy, he's been playing for a long time, and it's not because of his bat. This is because of his defensive skills and probably the way he handles a pitching staff. So for my money, here very early in camp, I'll say Will Nieves.
All right, we'll make sure we save this clip and we can play it back for you on April 6th in Los Angeles. Oh no, you'll be right. It'll be interesting to see. That's maybe been for me the most fun part of these first few days at camp, hearing Buddy Black talk about the pitcher catcher dynamic. Obviously, he's a former pitcher, former pitching coach. He knows how important it is. It's a subject he's passionate about with these new catchers coming in, a couple of new pitchers, obviously, as well, and the catchers trying to get on the same page as their pitching staff.
Well, you know what's funny, Jesse, is, and certainly you mentioned it, Buddy's a former pitcher. I think we all know that. And so, there's a natural kinship, and certainly he, has a lot of things in common with, with pitchers on the staff. But, if you ask him, he'll tell you this. He's especially hard on catchers. And because I think he understands how important they are to the entire process of the relationship with the pitchers. Framing, stealing strikes, having, being on that same page. I hate that cliche, but just really, being dialed in with that pitcher and sort of being a captain on the field. I hate to place a level of importance of one position over another, but for my money, catching may be it. So, he's especially hard on these guys, not unfair either, but just in terms of just demanding a lot out of these guys.
It's funny too, in this age of stats, and you love stats, I love stats, we're into the numbers and everything, and the pitch framing numbers have become, way more in focus the last couple of years thanks to PitchFX, but there's still a lot of stuff the catchers are asked to do that you cannot put a number on, and like you said, it's the way they call a game, the way they handle a staff, the way they are in the clubhouse, the way they are maybe on a mound visit, all those sorts of things. You just sort of have to know it, I guess, if you're a big league manager.
And you got to be around it, and absolutely. There's a human quality here that we can't put a number on, no matter how hard we try here. And I think that's one of the main things that Buddy's recognized.
Okay, let's move on. Rhyming Liriano, one of my favorite of the Padres poetry accounts. You got the Padres haiku guy. He's pretty good. One of the newcomers, Rhyming Liriano. Let me make sure I get this right. Solarte is a fun name to say, but Middlebrooks was brought in by AJ. With a good spring, can Yan start opening day? So I'll translate. Can Yonheris Solarte be the opening day third baseman for this team?
Yeah, absolutely. I hope I don't have to rhyme my answer.
No, you don't. Please.
And it's
iambic pentameter.
I think there was a foregone conclusion, Jesse. I think when they made the trade and brought in Will Middlebrooks, that he was going to, automatically start. Well, yeah, that wasn't the case. I think he's going to be given every opportunity to win the job, and I think that's fair to him, and that's fair to Solarte. But I think, they like some of the things that Solarte did at third. I think his skill set plays pretty well over it. I think defensively he handles the position pretty well and did all right with the bat. I think, again, I think you're going to see both those guys play a lot at third and get a lot of at-bats during these spring training games. And I think ultimately, by the time we leave camp here on April 2nd, I think all these questions will be answered.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, we amazingly don't have a shortstop question. I'm sure we got them. We just didn't choose a shortstop question for this Q&A session, but might as well. We're on the left side of the infield right now. I know I probably get more questions on Twitter about shortstop than anything else. I'm guessing you're in a similar position. Amarista Barmas. For the moment, let's assume that's what it is heading into opening day. How comfortable are you with that pairing?
Well, I think that's what it is. So I think, I think that's going to have to be Padre fans are going to have to be okay with that unless, there's some mysterious upgrade out there, which, in the middle of February, it's hard to see that happening. Now, Alexi Amarista, I think, accounted for himself very well last year.
Yeah.
Surprised some people. I think surprised some people internally, surprised some scouts I talked to about how well he played the position. Long term, I think his best role ultimately is as a utility guy. And I don't know if he's an everyday guy. I think you're going to see Clint Barmas, play a few days a week there. But ultimately, I think it's going to be Amarista's job to lose, at least at the outset of the spring training and the end of the season. You know, we'll see. I don't know if this is a long-term answer for the franchise. I have a pretty good idea it isn't. But, you know, they made some upgrades this year. And, you know, you can't address everything all in one offseason. And, you know, I imagine a lot of fans are upset they didn't get a chance to address shortstop. Well, would you rather have the alternative?
Yeah.
You know, and you didn't, you know, turn over your entire outfield and address your biggest deficiency, which was offense.
Yeah, no, they definitely put the emphasis on offense. Barmas, by the way, we were talking about the clubhouse thing a little while ago, getting to know him a little bit here early on in 2015. He's going to be a great presence, I think, in that clubhouse as well. Let's end it on a fun one. We did a lot of baseball here, some hardcore, you know, X's and O's type stuff. Peoria. Where else would you rather be in the world than right here, right now? If you're a Padre fan, probably nowhere, and not just because of the baseball. Here's the question from your boy Big Ahi. If we're heading out to Peoria, where do we? What do we need to know? How do we make the most of our trip there? All right, Corey Brock, travel agent. What do you think? Can't miss spots around the Peoria area. And for everyone to know, this is not a paid endorsement or anything like that. This is just, you know, man-to-man, couple of guys sitting around having a craft beer, maybe talking about things. Where do we like in Peoria?
Well, yeah, and I'll expand on Peoria, and I will say if you're coming out here for spring training in general, I think obviously you're going to want to catch a Padre game here in Peoria. They've done some wonderful things to the stadium over there, some renovations. The Moon Saloon across the street is kind of a cool older bar.
Great sliders.
Yeah. And you know, there's every chain restaurant in the history of mankind over here, but. You know, I think you'd be doing yourself a disservice if you didn't get a chance to look at some other ballparks around the valley.
Yeah.
The Cubs have a new facility that's a year old. I really like the D-backs Rockies facility over in Scottsdale. And just down the road here in Glendale, where the Dodgers and White Sox train at Camelback Ranch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, make sure you take a look at the schedule, see where the Padres are playing. Be sure to catch a game here in Peoria. Catch some practices here on the backfields here. It's very accessible. But take a look at some other ballparks because there's a lot of neat things happening here in the Valley.
All right. If you want more specific questions about where to go, what to see, you can always bug Corey on Twitter. He doesn't mind, @followthepadres. I know you've got some good opinions on things to do. All right. Fun stuff with the Twitter questions. We'll take a break on the other side. Mark Pryor and then Andrew Cashner talk some more pitching with those guys coming up. All kinds of excitement here. And, of course, more excitement coming up at Petco Park April 4th. 2015 Fan Fest presented by State Farm. More details, more information at padres.com/fanfest. It's a free event. Go to padres.com/fanfest for all the information. You got the autographs and, of course, the exhibition game against the Mexico City Red Devils. April 4th, 2015 Fan Fest presented by State Farm. We'll take a break. When we come back, Mark Pryor talking pitching and then Andrew Cashner talking spring training as we continue from Peoria.